Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Temura, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, and Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned Beschos Esther Bas Rachel. Shishi Bezeichet Find Yuzivu Kagon Bikar of Mamish. And Mishnah tells us Chomer B'Kachem V'Temura over Temura B'Kachem. There's a Chomer we find by Kachem over Temura and with Temura over Kachem. What's the Chomer we find by Kachem over Temura? Shat Kachem Isin Temura Vein Temura Isa Temura. Kachem could affect Temura, meaning when we have original animal that was made the carbon that could affect Temura, but something that was already a Temura can't affect another Temura, as we already learned earlier in the Masechta. Also Atzibra V'Shotim Makdishin Avol Loim Mirin. The tzibor or shutfin partners, they could be makdish an animal and designated as a carbon, but they're not able to affect a temura. We learned about that previously as well. Umakdish an evar vubarin, and they could also be makdish the limb of an animal or the fetus of an animal. Avolimimirin, they also can't be maimer such things. Now chomer b'temura, what's a chomer defined by temura? Shagdusha chal al baal zmum kavua. Dusha of temura could be chal, could take effect on an animal that has a permanent blemish. So we have a regular animal designated as a carbon, and then he transfers his kedusha by way of temura onto an animal that's a baal mum. It has a blemish. That works, and the other animal does become kadosh, but that cannot be done with a regular carbon. You can't take an animal that has a mum and designate as a carbon. And also, ve'inu yetzel chulin ligazul le'aved, temura can't become chulin, and also can't become mutter to shear and to work with it, as opposed to a regular animal that's kadshim, if it becomes possible for whatever reason. So we are able to be paideh, we're able to make it 100% chulin, and also permitted to now shear and work with it, as opposed to temura, that's never a possibility. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Eimer, he adds on another thing that we see that temura is more chomer than kadshim, that also shogi kemezeh bit. We're dealing with a temura, even if a person accidentally made temura with an animal. For example, if he intended to transfer the kedusha from animal A onto a sheep, and he ends up doing it onto a cow, it doesn't make a difference. Even though it's a shaygig, it works, it's 100% kadosh, and he'd get malchus for that. But by kachim, if he tries to designate an animal as a carbon, and he accidentally does the wrong one, it doesn't become a carbon, because it was done by mistake. Now, Blazar Amir, he tells us of dinim that apply equally by both temura and regular kachim, hakilayim, if an animal is born from a forbidden mixture of parents. These two animals were not allowed to be mated, and he mated them, and this animal was born, and v'hatrefa, an animal is rendered a trefa. This is one of many different types of health defects that postles the animal, even though it's alive and walking around, and maybe even it's shechted properly, it's still considered a trefa, and it's not allowed to be eaten. V'yotzi daifen, this is an animal that was born by way of a cesarean section, it wasn't born normally. Tomtom, this is an animal that its genitalia are covered over by a piece of skin, and we don't know if it's a male or female. And v'androgynous, this is an animal which is the opposite, it has both male and female genitalia, like deshem v'loy makdishen, they cannot become a carbon, and they're not able to affect something else to be a carbon, meaning they can't be part of a temura process. Now, at the Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph, we discuss what happens with the animal that became the temura. Elu kachim shvad desein utemura sein kiyetze bahen. The following kachim, their children and their temura are just like them. In other words, we have an animal that either affected a temura onto a different one, or the same animal as a carbon gave birth to its own baby animal before it was shechted, so that baby animal, the vlad, the child, or the temura, had the same exact din as the original animal. Vlad shlamim utmurason uvladon uvlad vladon ad saifa oilam hare ilu kishlamim, the child of a carbon shlamim, or the child of a temura, and their children's children, all the way till the end of the world, they're just like a regular carbon shlamim, utunun smicha, unusachim, utunufa, v'chaz v'shaik. They require all these things. We know the carbon shlamim needs to be leaned on by the owner before bringing it. Nusachim, as we know from earlier in the Masechta, means that along with this carbon, we also have to bring a mincha flour and some wine that's going to be poured on the mizbeach. And tenufa l'chazan shayik means that parts of the carbon are waved about by the kayin. All these things have to be done to the child of the shlamim or to the temura. Now Rebbe Elazar argues, and he says that vlad shlamim lo yikrav shlamim. The child of a shlamim is not brought as a shlamim. V'chamayim yikrav, v'cham say it is brought as a shlamim. Now the reason why Rebbe Elazar argues is because he's afraid of the following situation. If the child of shlamim does have to be brought as a regular carbon shlamim, then the owner might tell himself, hey, this is great. I just got a free carbon out of the deal. Why don't I just let this child grow up? It's going to have children of its own, and then I'll have more free carbonos, and I'm going to end up raising flocks of free carbonos. I'll just keep on bringing carbonos shlamim from all these animals that were born. And even though it sounds like a fantastic idea to the owner, it's a big problem because he might forget about this, or somebody else might not know about it, and they're going to end up using this animal that's supposed to be brought as a shlamim as just a regular backyard barbecue for the Shabbos chalent, and that's obviously a big issue. So if Rebbe Elazar says there's a gzera that the child of a shlamim is not a brought as a shlamim, it just has to be left to die. Rav Chaim Holder wouldn't have this gzera. Now Amar Rav Shimon says actually the machlekes is a little bit different. Loi nechalku al vlad shlamim v'al vlad temura shlo yikrav. There's a machlekes Rebbe Elazar and Chachamim regarding the grandchild of the original shlamim or a grandchild of the temura. Everyone agrees over here that it's not going to be brought. Even the Chachamim say that we're afraid of this whole situation because we see befile that the person let the child grow up and have a child of its own, so we do have to be afraid that he's going to continue this practice. So therefore, the grandchild of the original one is not going to be brought, even according to Chachamim. So v'amah nechalku, what's the machlekes Rebbe Elazar Chachamim al havlad, just regarding the first child. Rebbe Elazar Eimer, he says lo yikrav, it's not going to be brought because of the gzera. V'chamayim yikar l'cham say that wouldn't have to be geyser on this first child. Now we have a psak about this. Hey, Rabbi Shuv Rapapias. Rabbi Shuv and Rapapias gave edos of vlad shlamim regarding the child of shlamim. She yikar shlamim that it is brought as a shlamim, and that's like the chamim. And Rabbi Amar Rapapias, Rapapias also said, ani meid. I give edos shahaisolanu paru zivche shlamim that we had a cow that it itself was a shlamim. V'chalnu bePesach and we ate it on Pesach. V'chalnu vlada shlamim b'chag and we ate its child. Obviously, a child that was born to it before it was shechted. We ate its child on Sukkot about 6 months later. As we see, we have a real case that actually happened with a child of shlamim that was brought as a shlamim. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Beis and Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.